Chale. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Gopi Janna Valabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janna Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vannachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Shri Shri Radha Madhava ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Nitai go premanande. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajagacharya Sodra Satsri Simat A.C. Bhakti Viranta Swami Prabhupada ki jai. Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Parivrajagacharya Sodra Satsri Simat Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki jai. Prems Koho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhunichananda Sri Dvaira Gadara Sivasiri Ghorabhaktivrinda ki jai. Namacharya Sri Haridas Thakur ki jai. Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Dham ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Ganga Maya ki jai. Yamuna Maya ki jai. Bhakti Devi ki jai. Tulsi Maharani ki jai. Sama Veda Bhakti Vrinda ki jai. All glories to Riyasi Madhavotis. All glories to Riyasi Madhavotis. All glories to Riyasi Madhavotis. Thank you very much. All glories to Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhishtaya Bhutle Srimade Jai Padaka Swamanita Namane Namacharya Padaya Nita Kripa Brane Gokta Damdana Gakam Dane Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Bhishtaya Bhutle Srimade Bhakti Vranta Swamanita Namane Namaste Sarasata Deva Gauravani Bacharine Nirvishesh Shunyari Pashkita Desitarine Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Cheva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato jayam udirayet nasta prayeshu vabhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavatir tamashlokir bhakti bhavati nashtikir. So today we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, The Creative Impetus. By His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Chapter 5, Lord Rishabhdev's Teachings to His Sons. And we will first start with the summary. And then we'll do the very famous slok, Tapo Divyam, that should be remembered after this class. Lord Rishabhdev's teachings to his sons. In this chapter, there is a description of Bhagavad Dharma, religious principles in devotional service that transcend religious principles for liberation and the mitigation of material misery. It is stated in this chapter that a human being should not work hard like dogs and hogs for sense gratification. The human life is especially meant for the revival of our relationship with the Supreme Lord, and to this end all kinds of austerities and penances should be accepted. By austere activities, one's heart can be cleansed of material contamination, and as a result, one can be situated on the spiritual platform. To attain this perfection, one has to take shelter of a devotee and serve him. Then the door of liberation will be open. Those who are materially attached to women and sense gratification gradually become entangled in material consciousness and suffer the miseries of birth, old age, disease, and death. Those who are engaged in the general welfare of all and who are not attached to children and family are called Mahatmas. Those who are engaged in sense gratification, who act piously or impiously, cannot understand the purpose of the soul. Therefore, they should approach a highly elevated devotee and accept him as a spiritual master. By his association, one will be able to understand the purpose of life. Under the instructions of such a spiritual master, one can attain devotional service to the Lord, detachment from material things, and tolerance of material misery and distress. One can then see all living entities equally, and one becomes very eager to know about transcendental subject matters. Endeavoring persistently for the satisfaction of Krishna, one becomes detached from wife, children, and home. He is not interested in wasting time. In this way, one becomes self-realized. A person advanced in spiritual knowledge does not engage in material activity. A person advanced in spiritual knowledge does not engage anyone in material activity. And one who cannot deliver another person by instructing him in devotional service should not become a spiritual master, father, mother, demigod, or husband. Instructing his 100 sons, Lord Rishabdev advised them to accept their eldest brother, Bharat, as their guide and lord, and thereby serve him. Of all living entities, the Brahmanas are the best, and above the Brahmanas, the Vaishnavas are situated in an even better position. Serving a Vaishnav means serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Sukadeva Goswami describes the characteristics of Bharat Maharaj and the sacrificial performance executed by Lord Rishabdev for the instruction of the general populace. So now we'll continue with text 1. We'll first do the word for word. Please repeat. Rishabaha uvacha na ayam deha deha bhajam nirloke kastan kaman arhate vidbujam ye tapaha divyam putrakaha yena satvam sujyet yasmat brahma sokyam tu anantam rishabha uvacha nayang deho deha bhajam nirloke kastan kaman arate vit bujam ye tapo divyam putraka yena satvam sudyet yasmat brahma sokyam tvanantam rishabha uvacha nayang deho deha bhajang nirloke kastan kaman arate vit bhujang ye tapo divyang putraka yena satvang Sujet jasmat brahma sogyang tvang anantam. Rishabha uvacha. Nayang deho deha bhajang nirloke. Kastan kaman arate vit bujangye. Tapo divyang putra kayena sattvang. Sujet jasmat brahma sogyang tvanantam. Rishabha uvacha. Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke. Kastan kaman arate vit bujangye. Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam. Sujet jasmat brahma sokyam tvanantam. Rishabha uvacha. Nayam deho deha bhajam niloke. Kastan kaman arate vit bujangye. Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam. Sujet jasmat brahma sogyam tvanantam. Rishabha uvacha. Nayam deho deha bhajang niloke. Kastan kaman arate vit bujangye. Tapo divyam putra kayena sattvam. Sujet jasmat brahma sokyam tvanantam. Rishabha uvacha. Nayang deho deha bhajang niloke. Kastan kaman arate vit bujangye. Tapo divyang putra kayena sattvam. Sujet jasmat brahma sogyam tvanantam. Rishabha uvacha. Lord Rishabdev said, na, not, I am this, deha, body, deha bhajam. Of all living entities who have accepted material bodies, nirloke, in this world, kastan, troublesome, kaman, sense gratification, arhate, deserves, vit bujam, of stool eaters, yea, which, tapaha, austerities and penances, divyam, divine, putrakaha, my dear sons, yena, by which, sattvam, the heart, sujet, becomes purified, yasmat, from which, brahma sokyam, spiritual happiness, to, certainly, anantam, unending. Translation. Lord Rishabdev told his sons, my dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hawks that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activities, one's heart is purified and one attains this position. He attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. Purport. In this verse, Lord Rishabhdev tells his sons about the importance of human life. The word Dehabhag refers to anyone who accepts a material body, but the living entity who is awarded human form must act differently from animals. Animals like dogs and hogs enjoy sense gratification by eating stool. After undergoing severe hardships all day, human beings are trying to enjoy themselves at night by eating, drinking, having sex, and sleeping. At the same time, they have to properly defend themselves. However, this is not human civilization. Human life means voluntarily practicing suffering for the advancement of spiritual life. There is, of course, suffering in the lives of animals and plants, which are suffering due to their past misdeeds. However, human beings should voluntarily accept suffering in the form of austerities and penances in order to attain the divine life. After attaining the divine life, one can enjoy happiness eternally. After all, every living entity is trying to enjoy happiness. But as long as one is engaged in the material body, he has to suffer different kinds of misery. A higher sense is present in the human form. We should act according to superior advice in order to attain eternal happiness and go back to Godhead. It is significant in this verse that the government and the natural guardian, the father, should educate subordinates and raise them to Krishna consciousness. Devoid of Krishna consciousness, every living being suffers in this cycle of birth and death perpetually. To relieve them from this bondage and enable them to become blissful and happy, bhakti yoga should be taught. A foolish civilization neglects to teach people how to rise to the platform of bhakti yoga. Without Krishna consciousness, a person is no better than a hog or dog. The instructions of Rishabhdev are very essential at the present moment. People are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning, catching a local train and being packed in a compartment. He has to stand for an hour or two in order to reach his place of business. Then again, he takes a bus to get to the office. At the office, he works hard from 9 to 5. Then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After eating, he has sex and goes to sleep. For all this hardship, his only happiness is a little sex. Yan maitunadi griamedi sukham hitucham. Rishabhdev clearly states that human life is not meant for this kind of existence, which is enjoyed even by dogs and hogs. Indeed, dogs and hogs do not have to work so hard for sex. A human being should try to live in a different way and should not try to imitate dogs and hogs. The alternative is mentioned. Human life is meant for tapasya, austerity and penance. By tapasya, one can get out of the material clutches. When one is situated in Krishna consciousness, devotional service, his happiness is guaranteed eternally. By taking to bhakti yoga devotional service, one's existence is purified. The living entity is seeking happiness life after life, but he can make a solution to all his problems simply by practicing bhakti yoga. Then he immediately becomes eligible to return home back to Godhead. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Janma karma chame divyam evangyoveti tatvataha chaktva dehang punar janma neti mameti so Arjuna. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjun. Om agyanati marandasya ginanjana salakya chakshur militam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhi Stang Stapitang Yena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Gadamayang Dadhati Swapanantikang Vandehang Sri Guru Sri Yutha Padakamalang Sri Gurun Vaisnavangscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sagana Rakunatam Vitam Tang Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parichana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Svitangscha Hey Krishna Kuruna Sindhu Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopisha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Srivasari Ghora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Rishabha Uvacha Nayang Deho Deha Bhajang Nirloke Kastang Kaman Arate Vitbujang Ye Tapo Divyang Putraka Yena Satvang Sujetyasmat Brahma Sogyam Tvanantam. So like I said in the beginning, this Tapo Divyam, this is very, very famous. This verse is many times quoted by Srila Prabhupada. Like he said in the purport, this instruction of Rishabdev is very essential at the present moment. People are being educated and trained to work very hard for sense gratification, and there is no sublime aim in life. And then Prabhupada, he gives a description of how a common man lives. And what came to mind when I read that was that when Prabhupada came to New York, he was watching how people were living. He would just take the bus to New York and he would just watch people. That was before there was any, you know, disciples coming forward or anything. He was just alone and he was just going to New York watching how people in New York live. And this is one of the things he must, I gather like that he must have noticed like that. This is Prabhupada's description. A man travels to earn his livelihood, leaving home early in the morning, catching a local train and being packed in a compartment. He has to stand for an hour or two in order to reach his place of business. Then again he takes a bus to get to the office. Sounds familiar? Because I definitely did this. At the office he works hard from 9 to 5, then he takes 2 or 3 hours to return home. After eating he has sex and goes to sleep. For all this hardship, his only happiness is a little sex. Yan maitunadi griyamedi sugami tucham. So that's another famous verse. And it's about that the griyamedis, their only enjoyment is sex life. And Prabhupada says that the material world is basically bound up by this sex life. And the solution is tapo divyam. Tapa means austerity, and divyam means, here is literally translated as divine. And Prabhupada translates here, so Lord Rishabdev is speaking. He says, one should engage in penance and austerity, tapo divyam, one should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. So that is how Prabhupada translates this divyam. So that we should remember, tapo divyam. By tapas, we can get, as Prabhupada translates here, the divine position of devotional service. So human life is meant for tapasya. What is tapasya? Tapasya is, for instance, getting up early. Or staying awake in Bhagavatam class. This is another tapasya. If it's difficult, you can stand up. This is another tapasya because I stand up many times. It's very embarrassing to stand up. But this is a tapasya that we should do for Krishna. There's many embarrassing things or tough things, like getting up in the morning is very, very tough sometimes. But we should do it. Prabhupada said you can sleep all day. Of course, we have our service also. But Prabhupada used to say like that, you can sleep all day, but you must come to these programs. Because otherwise, it becomes a little bit material. At the same time, Prabhupada was also very practical. the duty should be done. But I remember one story of Jayadvaita Maharaj that about ISKCON Press, BBT, and they were working so hard that they weren't going to the evening program and perhaps also to the morning program, I don't remember anymore. But Jayadvaita Maharaj, he was recalling this to Srila Prabhupada. He said, the devotees are working so very, very hard and they don't have time to come to the program. And Prabhupada said, you can go there and you can stop the press, tell them it's not needed, and they must come to the program. So, of course, we all know how much important this printing books was to Srila Prabhupada, because this was the instruction he got from his spiritual master. Jai, Sisi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai. It was the instruction of his spiritual master to, whenever he has money, or that was what he said, whenever you have money, you should print books. And Prabhupada took that to heart, and specifically, Bhaktisiddhanta Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada, he told Prabhupada that you should preach in the English language. So Prabhupada took that to heart, and so this printing books was very, very important to Prabhupada. Like when he was in Delhi, we're speaking about Tapasya, when he was in Delhi, Prabhupada underwent so many hardships when he was trying to print his Back to Godhead, trying to distribute it in the capital of India, Delhi. And was very tough. There's one story that he was even hit by a cow, and I think he almost fell unconscious on the streets, like that. So much tapasya. So this is just an example to show you how important this book printing and book distribution was to Srila Prabhupada. But at the cost of that, he said, "You just stop the press. They should come to the program." So these programs are very, very important, and it's a big tapasya. Again, we like sometimes to do our service, because this is like, it's also a bit of a prestige. You know, we need our authorities, they tell us, you have to do this. And then when we tell them, sorry, I couldn't do it, it's very embarrassing. But this is another tapasya that we should do, that we should just some or other manage to go to these programs. This is called tapasya. And the human life is meant for that. Because if we don't go to these programs, then how can we become spiritually realized? And that is the whole idea, that we submit ourselves to a spiritual master. That is actually the beginning of devotional service. That in the beginning we are a little bit enthusiastic. We chant and dance, we take prasadam. But then we should take initiation from a bona fide spiritual master. And then we need to promise that we don't have illicit sex anymore. And of course also no intoxication, no gambling. This is a little bit also underestimated. It's also very difficult to maintain sometimes. And not eating meat, fish, or eggs. This is also a little bit troublesome because, of course, you know, strictly, or I should say, in general, it's allowed to go to a restaurant because the promise is not to eat meat, fish, and eggs. But the general understanding, the general, you know, like they say, the unwritten rule is that you should only eat prasadam. So actually, eating in restaurants is also not recommended. So like that, it's a little bit difficult, these things. So this is another tapasya that we do in order to attain the divine position of devotional service, as Prabhupada says here, or as Lord Rishabhdev is saying here. So, and we promise to chant 60 rounds every day on the beat. And of course, we know that there's 10 offenses that we should avoid. It's not specifically mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion, but Prabhupada mentions it elsewhere. And it's mentioned also in the Shastra that we should not be inattentive while chanting. So the best way to avoid inattentiveness is to chant them in front of Tulsi Devi. This is how Prabhupada set up the whole program. That you come in, you take a shower, put on clean clothes. And then you chant and dance in front of the deity. And then you're all awake, and then you're ready for japa. Then you sit down and you chant in front of Tulsi Devi. And then again, we greet the deities, and we chant and dance again. And then again, we're, you know, supposedly fully awake. Prabhu should be fully awake. And then we have Bhagavatam class. It's like a scientific program. So we chant and dance. Actually, sometimes the ears are referred as snake holes. If they're not used for spiritual vibration, then they're compared to snake holes. So of course we are all conditioned. So in order to clean the snake holes, we need to chant Hare Krishna. So then after the chanting, it's kind of cleaned. And then we are ready to listen to Srimad Bhagavatam. There's many more I can say. I can go through the whole introduction and through the purport, but I think I should just stop there and ask if there's any questions. Yes. Yeah, it's compared like that in the scriptures. No, you never heard that. It's mentioned, yeah. So, like, if you only, because they're holes, of course, obviously, the ears. So if you use them only for material sound vibration, then they're compared for snake holes. And actually, another comparison that the snake is used is the snake of time. So the way to actually transcend material nature, which culminates in sex life, the sex attraction is very, very strong throughout the whole universe, is to think that it's temporary. Like Prabhupada says, you can marry, but you should get out at 50. And this is because to realize that it's temporary. We shouldn't keep dragging it on, and then we should prepare for spiritual life. So if we understand that everything is temporary, then we can transcend material life. So similarly, if we just hear material sound vibration, then the ears are compared to snake holes. So they're like they're very inauspicious, and ultimately we'll end up being bitten by the serpent of time. And as Prabhupada said in the purport, birth, death, old age, and disease will continue for the spirit soul. Of course, not for the spirit soul, but for the embodied spirit soul. Because that is the problem. We are embodied. We are inside this machine, very nicely explained by, I think it was by Guru Padma. It's a machine, very intricate machine. We don't realize it, because it's such an amazing machine, but it's like a robot, this body. And the only way to get out is if we surrender to Krishna. This is the only way. And surrender to Krishna, I already explained a little bit, is by surrendering to his representative, to the spiritual master, and following his instructions. Is that all right? Yeah, in the restaurant it's prasadam, no? Right? Yeah. I mean, I've been in Bombay. As far as I know, they're serving prasadam. So that's all right. That's all right. Yeah. So here also, this restaurant, everything is prasadam. Of course, yes. Right. Yeah. course, in one sense, generally, these restaurants and all kinds of snack bars or bakeries, they're generally for preaching purposes and also for making money. Prabhupada says one of the best businesses for Grihastha is this restaurant business. So generally, devotees are recommended to take the temple prasadam, because it depends, of course, but generally it's a more strict standard because it's offered to the deity. That's actually the general standard. We deviated a little bit from that standard, because now we have a devotee kitchen and a deity kitchen. But because, well, there's many reasons why that is. But the proper standard is that all the prasadam should be offered to the deities. So, and then the idea is that the food is very, very pure. Well, there is no difference, but there is also a difference. Because, like here, we're in Radhadesh, and this is Vrindavan. This is Gopinath, Radha Gopinath. This is Vrindavan. But at the same time, you have Radha Shyamasundar in the Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan. And we know from Shastra that in Vrindavan, everything is times 1,000. You chant Hare Krishna, it's times 1,000, and you make an apparat, it's also times 1,000. So, you know, it's the same, but it's also different, because there's Radha Shyamasundar in Vrindavan, and as far as I'm concerned, from my own experience, you can feel it. When you enter Vrindavan, there is such a powerful spiritual vibration. Like, I always remember one friend, he said, when I'm in Vrindavan, I just sit down and I just chant Hare Krishna. He was that careful, because he felt whenever I walk, I might kill an insect or I might offend a devotee. He was that careful, because he could feel this is Vrindavan, it's a very special place. So, yeah, it's in one sense it's the same, and in another sense it's different. Prabhupada says, unless you worship the deity, you cannot be clean. So this deity worship is an essential part of Krishna consciousness. We preach, but we also have deity worship. So these things, they go, or they should go hand in hand. So the ideal is, I mean, Prabhupada established in all the temples, he established either Radha Krishna deities or Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani. So the idea is that the whole community revolves around the deity, and that everything that is cooked should be offered towards the deity, and that all the worship should go to the deity. That's why Prabhupada generally, he didn't encourage other deities. When Grihasthas would live nearby the temple, Prabhupada wouldn't encourage devotees to have their own deities, because it would take away from the worship of the main deities. So that is the idea. The idea is that this is Gopinath and Radharani. They are here, and we are their devotees, and we are serving them. This is the spiritual world. So that should be the idea, that the whole community like that is serving. And you know, to have like a picture in the kitchen takes a little bit away from that consciousness. So we should aspire, as far as I'm concerned, to change that. That might not be next year, it might not be even in 5 years, but it should. Well, there's two things. The main thing I'm explaining is the standard that Prabhupada established. So I'm upholding that standard. And the second thing is that, are we on that consciousness? can we actually see that the picture is not different from the deity? So these things, they should be considered. Should end on a high note, Prabhupada says. Or Kadamba Kamrad says. Prabhu? That's very nice. That's very nice. That's very nice. Okay, last comment. Right. Yeah, well, that was my point, because, like I said, Prabhupada didn't encourage that. And you see what happens if we go outside of the instructions of the Acharya, then it becomes like a upataya, it becomes a disturbance. And then another spiritual master like Bhakti Charaswami, he has to give the proper understanding and adjust it in order to, you know, bring us back. So that is also what I'm trying to do. This is very nice to give such a practical example. And it's a very, also a very deep understanding. Yeah, I saw that. That's what I mean. So that's very nice. He offers his cookies directly on the altar. So that's Mahaprasadam. So like that is like that, then it becomes very nice when there's like this centralized consciousness towards Radha Gopinath. Okay, to be continued. Thank you very much. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Nitai Go Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Just a little bit.
Amen.